following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday edition as we get ready to talk a little UNK sports with our weekly Loper Link. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Girls sub-district finals and the district pairings are out. Boys, for the most part, are pretty much set for their postseason. Recap of kind of what happened with Heartland Hoops this past weekend as well. We'll talk to Bob about a variety of things. The United States just about ready to face off with the Czech Republic in hockey. I'm sure I'll have your full attention.
I'm pretty excited about
Dora.
And by the way, if the Americans win today and they eliminate the Czech Republic, I want you to give the score saying that the USA bounced the Czechs, and then give the score like 3-2. They bounced the Czechs. I'll be here all week.
Mm-hmm.
Bum.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works with you.
I remember doing that when I used to be able to give scores for a living, and that's a good one. I just like that. You can only do that every 4 years, like we play the Czech Republic and anything else that you'd give a score in.
The Accenture Match Play is underway as well in Arizona with the one of the unique events on the PGA Tour, so that's going on. Also, we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on in college basketball. UNK and Hastings College are both in action tonight. The Huskers are in action tomorrow. Connie Yori, back in front of the media yesterday, I guess saying, hey, I was sick. I fainted. Let's talk basketball.
Yeah. And you got to think she just kind of going, this is much ado about nothing. Because if you and I got lightheaded somewhere, chances are it wasn't going to be on television. You know, and so I think there is just that element. I mean, if you're a coach and you have a sore back or anything like that, you don't necessarily want everybody to know it. I mean, there's just some effects there.
And we had a high school hoops starting last night. The two undefeated teams left in ladies basketball will meet tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think that was the game that a lot of people had circled on their calendar since the season, even before it began. And so for Kearney Catholic and Minden to finally get there, I'll be honest with you, I was somewhat concerned that maybe Kearney Catholic's schedule, you know, really the conference was kind of down. I was kind of worried that that there was the chance that if everything goes wrong, a team like Kearney Catholic may not get in, you know, because they got to get past one of the better teams in the state, and that's Minden. But it's become obvious toward the end of the year that there's no way those two teams won't make it down to Lincoln.
Yeah, they're 1-2 in the wild card points. They'll meet tomorrow, Minden, Kearney Catholic at Kearney High. They'll open the doors a little early at 5:30. People are asking me, do you think... And I guess no one can give me the exact answer on what Kearney High School will hold. Do you think it will be sold out? That's what everybody's asking.
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be close.
Hey, councilman.
All right. Doors get locked. Doors don't get locked. I'm going to go doors don't get locked.
Yeah, they're not going to get locked. But it's going to be a full house. I wouldn't wait till the last second
to
get a good seat either.
You won't get a seat. Yeah. I mean, there will be a little bit of room to stand around there. They'll still be able to put 50, 75 people standing on the sides without worrying about seats.
We'll have the game on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, it will be Overton taking on Elm Creek, and on the Breeze 94.5, we'll have St. Cecilia and Blue Hill, which is going to be another great C2 matchup. St. Cecilia's three losses to either number one teams or undefeated teams at the time that they played them, and Blue Hill has one loss. So all of those tomorrow, all of the sub-district finals tomorrow.
Yeah, and it is that time of year that the iffy teams, for the most part, are gone. I mean, now it's time. The matchups now are all going to be very, very solid.
And so that's all going on tomorrow. Right now, let's get into our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. We mentioned that the Loper basketball teams will be on the road tonight. They're playing Emporia State. Of course, the Emporia women are nationally ranked. Right now, they're 23-2, and they set seventh in the country. For the men, Emporia is 15-11, and UNK is looking for their eighth consecutive win. The teams have been off since beating Hayes last week, so they've had some time off, and then they will play at Fort Hayes on Saturday. And you know the Hayes men will be waiting for that one.
Oh yeah, they want to get a little revenge, and it's always tough to play down in Hayes. It's a great environment to if you've ever been a basketball game down in Hayes, Kansas. They take it very serious.
Also, the baseball team, as we talked with Damon Day yesterday, they're trying to find some place to play Northwest Missouri State because it's not going to be in Kearney this weekend, so they got to find a place to do that. Softball is headed to Minnesota, but it's indoor, so they'll be playing four games against Augustana, Wayne State, Concordia St. Paul, and St. Cloud State as they do that regional crossover playing teams from the other conference. Also, the indoor track team will be in Lincoln on Friday. As far as tennis, they're on the road this weekend. Men will actually head to William Jewell on Friday, and then the men and women will take on Ottawa, Kansas on Saturday. So I think that covers all of the sporting activities. Except for wrestling, because you know what? They don't got anything to do this week.
No, they're taking the day off, and they're just lounging. Just lounging. You know, resting on their laurels. That's what they're doing. They're resting on their laurels.
Is that why Mark Bauer's not here today?
it's something that I alluded to earlier, actually, why he's not here today.
Well, of course, he was a national champion. He's now part of the Loper Wrestling coaching staff. Dalton Jensen is pinch hitting today. What's Bauer's problem? I think you can go ahead and just say it right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he's at home listening right now, but so I'll try to be a little not give away too much information. But he hurt his back playing basketball the other day, and he hasn't really been able to move for the last day and a half. So hopefully he's going to be better. At least we have a week and a half here to recover before we head to the regional tournament.
I thought that was against the rules. I mean,
wrestlers playing basketball in season?
Oh, usually when
or
we had
this happen at elementary school.
No. Usually when we had to do an away event, the guys will get their little workout in, get their weight down the day before, and you know the coaches will go over and play basketball. And I think it was actually his son that we traveled with us that came down with an elbow in his back or something and kind of hurt him a little bit there. So,
well, we appreciate you being in and
absolutely
talking about MIAA champions this weekend. And outside of UNK winning the event, I thought there were a lot of things that maybe didn't go according to form. The amount of points you guys won it by, last year 5 champions, this year's 3, although a lot of kids, a lot of young men were in the finals. Plus, Lindenwood was the runner-up, and that was probably a surprise to about everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a surprise. Last year it was pretty split between us and Central Oklahoma as the heavy hitters. We won 5 weights last year. They won 5 weights. And this year it was really distributed out. There was 4 really solid teams in there. I think 4 teams that are all in the top 10, Fort Hays, us, Lindenwood, and Central Oklahoma. So it was really divided out. And, you know, we put those 8 guys in the finals early, so we kind of had it put away before finals. But we went 3-for-8 in the finals with championships. I had 5 second-place finishes. Overall, we competed well. It was definitely a good warm-up before our tough regional tournament coming up here in a week and a half.
Is the results kind of an indication that it isn't just a 2-team conference? I mean, Central Oklahoma and you guys really are what are going to garner most of the headlines. Is this kind of an indication that it's no longer just a 2-team conference? Not that it ever truly was, but...
Yeah, definitely. And last year, Lindenwood was on their sit from moving from NAI to Division II, so they weren't eligible for Division II competition yet. So they had a lot of guys that were redshirt, and so we knew they were going to be a pretty solid team. Fort Hays got a couple tough freshmen that moved in this year and they're competing really well as too. You know, we scored actually the same amount of points we scored last year to win this championship, so that was kind of interesting to see, especially with, again, 2 extra teams that were kind of in the hunt this year for the title.
Got 8 kids in the finals, but only 3-1. I know when you get 8 in the finals, you're hoping to be 500 or a little above. Just kind of take me through what happened. Was the competition that stiff? Were there a couple of missed moves? Was it just a bad finals? Was it what you expected?
You know, I think at the time when we're, you know, sitting on the side there watching the finals and, you know, when we dropped our first 5 matches, I think it was getting a little frustrating. But, you know, now that we've, you know, got to move away from it, sit down and look back at it, you know, overall we competed really well. And I think out of those first 5 that we lost, I think Daniel DeShazer was the only one that was the top seed. So, I mean, on paper, he was the only one that was really expected, I guess, to win out of those first 5. But overall, everyone competed well. And again, it was just a really good push for our guys. Connor Bowling, 25, he competed well, and he, you know, he's head and heels above where he was last year. DeShazer lost this tournament last year to the same kid and went on to win the national title, actually pinned that kid in the national semis. And Brock Kutu, 41, you know, he's head and heels above where he was at this point last year. 49, we got a new guy in there. He's only had, I think this was his 5th match of the season. So, I mean, it's just getting him in shape. He's very talented, a young kid, and just a matter of getting him in shape, and you know, he's right there, and he can beat anybody in the country. And then you know, Chase White was that 5th match there, and he got 2nd as well. The kid he lost to was the returning national champ, who we actually split with last year. So that tough kid, and he competed well. So I mean, you know, going back and look at it, you know, those 5 guys, they competed well. It just didn't turn out in their favor that day.
To me, it's kind of interesting. You had this long gap, you know, mm-hmm. after wrestling in the conference meet, and then before you go into regionals. Do you like that gap? Do you need to get back at it? Is this a good time to kind of fine tune things before you get to that final stage of the season?
We were supposed to have a dual meet today against Shattern, and due to some conflicts, we were unable to meet with them today. But. I'm not saying any of that, but, you know, this is kind of it is interesting because you're 2 weeks out between tournaments, and, you know, this regional tournament is a real, real tough tournament, especially this year with the realignment of the regions here. But, you know, it's nice to have this little bit of a break so we can reevaluate, work on a couple of things, and, you know, we can pretty much do whatever we want with the guys this week, and we don't have to worry about any old performance or anything this weekend. So a lot of fine-tuning we can do this week.
Dalton Jensen, UNK assistant wrestling coach, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Loper Link today. Talk about regionals coming up in Central or at Central Oklahoma. It's next weekend. What's the team expecting? What are you expecting out of this group?
I mean, our plan is to go in and perform well, and, you know, hopefully win it and put ourselves in a good situation to to win another national title. Again, that MIAA was a great warm-up tournament for this tournament here, and then this regional tournament will be a great, indicator of what the national tournament's going to be like, because we're definitely in the toughest region in the country. It's got, all those MIAA schools, plus all that northern region with St. Cloud, Upper Iowa, Augustana, so all those heavy hitters as well. So, it's going to be a barn burner. Everyone's going to be fighting for those spots to get into the national tournament, so it should be interesting.
Where are you guys at in terms of the timing? Because talking to Mark early in the season, he was kind of talking about, well, it's going to take a little while to get some of these guys in wrestling shape from playing football and just getting everybody kind of accumulated and through there. How is the timing looking for the team?
It's looking good. I think it was three or so weeks ago at the Lindenwood duel. I think that was the first duel meet we actually had our full lineup, starting lineup, that we all together at one time. And ever since then, you can just see improvement in those guys every day, and they're really rallying around each other. That was really fun at the MIAA championships. They were they actually had to tell us to move away from the mat a few times because those guys are just on top of each other, pushing each other. And I think we had seven pins or six pins in the first round, all with the same move, just because Daniel DeShazer did it, so then all the other guys wanted to do it. So they really rally around each other, and they're really a close group of guys.
So how do you like this coaching deal?
I like it a lot. It's a little bit different on this side of things, a little less control, a little frustrating at times, but I love it a lot. It's fun to work with these guys and see these guys accomplish their goals and help them in doing that.
Dalton Jensen, for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The state high school wrestling tournament begins tomorrow. How much can you guys go watch, look, recruit, see kids? What's the strategy there?
We're going to hit our college guys here the next couple days pretty hard, and then we'll give them Friday and Saturday off, come in and put them through a workout on Sunday, and again, just train them through that week. So Friday and Saturday, they'll have off. Coach Bauer and I will head down to the state tournament Friday, Saturday, assuming he can walk by then. So hopefully we can watch some tough, talented kids in the state of Nebraska.
What do you guys – I know you can't talk about specific kids, but how do you like the talent pool that you're looking at from maybe in-state or around the area this year?
There's definitely some tough, talented kids that we've had our eye on, and we really want to get down there and just watch them perform at a high level, because that's the that's the biggest thing as a coach, is seeing how they perform at a high level. Because once you're in college, every meet, every dual tournament, everything's at a high level, so you need to see how they perform under the pressure and under the spotlight.
All right, Dalton, we'll let you get on out of here. We appreciate you stepping in for Coach Bauer today. Congratulations on another MIAA championship. The Lopers, 12 conference tournament championships between the RMAC and the MIAA since 2000. So you figure out the math.
Well, don't ask me to do the math. I remember in the movie Heavy Metal, there's this scene in there where they just kill everybody and they go, "Is there no one here to oppose us?" And that just seems like UNK wrestling. Is there no one here to oppose us?
Well, this regional tournament will sure be a test of that. But I appreciate you guys having me.
All right, Dalton, thanks so much for coming in. I was thinking more Vision Quest. But hey, whatever the case.
Well, you can go animated or you can go real life. Either way.
That's high school.
Thanks,
this is college.
Yes.
We'll talk high school in just a little bit here. But some of the other things that we told you, what's going on with UNK. Paul Pape broke the UNK 1,000-meter record over the weekend when they competed at the Concordia Invitational. The track team continued to do some great things. Adam Peters is the MIAA Pitcher of the Week. He threw a complete game three-hitter in a seven-inning win against Newman University over the weekend, where UNK went 2-1. They're now 6-1 overall. By the way, one other note, the UNK tennis team, they're winning to get off on the season. And the basketball teams, when they go to Hayes, they're putting together a charter down to a Hayes. The bus will depart from west of the Health and Sports Center at 9:30, the College of Education parking lot. Tickets may be purchased by visiting the main UNK athletic office or give them a call. Pricing is $32 per person, $25 for UNK students. The pricing includes game admission, lunch in Hayes, and the round-trip transportation. So there you go.
You couldn't do that yourself for that money. You couldn't do that yourself.
Oh, no. And you get together with some friends and fans of the Lopers. Registration deadline is 5 o'clock tomorrow, but help them get that thing filled up so they know that they're going to have enough people to head down the road. Or, well, they will, but so that you get your seat reserved. 2 and 4, and then they head on back. So for more information, you can go to lopers.com or give them a call at 865-8184 if you want to head down to Hayes. pays to watch Loper basketball with the Loper fans. That is leaving at 9:30 on Saturday. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. And we'll be back with Bob Jensen and a lot more after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours, too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores, 30%. Cartridge World, we're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print, up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
The Build a Better Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's get the savings flowing with a new lower price on faucets, just $79 each. Choose from styles like Delta's Porter 4-inch faucet in bronze or Moen's Branberry 4-inch faucet in crushed nickel. Get a handle on your dream bath. Let's do this at the Build a Better Bath event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect late tonight through Thursday morning. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, a high of 57. Tonight, rain developing, changing over to snow 1 to 3 inches with a low of 29.
Right now, 45.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard.
Doug and Danny's show, United States, Czechoslovakia, 1-1, first period of the quarterfinals. I mean, this is it, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
You lose, you're done.
Yeah. Don't believe us? Ask the Russians.
Yeah, they're home. Wow. God, that's got to be a stinger. I mean,
and, you know, being an Avs fan, the starting goaltender for the Avs gave up 3 goals. And you wonder if there's going to be a hangover for that. As an Avs fan, I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about the Russians. I'm worried about my Avalanche.
Yeah, 3-1, they fall today. If you win in this quarters, obviously you're going to get 2 more matches, either the gold medal or the bronze medal match. But United States 1-1, and the Slovakians had to play yesterday, or the Czechs had to play yesterday against Slovakia to win that by a score of 5-3. A couple of it was 4-1, and all of a sudden, bang, it was 4-3. And I don't know how much basketball you got to see, but did you see Big Monday when you got home Monday night, the way that Oklahoma State tied the game with Baylor?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of an avalanche. Yeah,
you're going, huh? There's 3 seconds left. All Baylor has to do is get the ball in. Oh no! Oh no!
And they couldn't.
No, they throw it away for a 3-pointer. So I'm just saying, when you're out there watching your high school youngsters, remember college pros.
Yeah,
they all do it. There is no perfection out there. I've usually see just about everybody try, especially at the high school level.
Nobody has ever played a perfect game in the history of name the sport. You can insert name here. No one's ever played a perfect game.
Well, let's take a look at the Dent Popper inbox. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And as always, our fan line is 888-455-3776. Brent must have been sitting around reading his magazines, watching and listening and doing all that, because he's a little perturbed with, Kane Coulter was up again yesterday, this union with the college players, thinking about unionizing. And Brent says, what's up with these college athletes today? A majority of the scholarship athletes couldn't afford to go to school, let alone wouldn't have pursued a degree without the talent they have. And to think they need to be paid, What a crock. They were offered an opportunity to get an education and a chance to make a buttload of money later on, and because they were not chosen by a franchise, they think they were jilted. The university made money on their performance, I got it, but that money paid for their education and paid for other non-athletic people to get a degree. The football money paid for Nebraska's awesome bowling team, but makes these guys think they are entitled to more. I could be wrong on this issue, but that is my opinion. Your thoughts?
He's not wrong on this issue. He's not. Here's the way I look at it. You have to be a full-time athlete. You have to be a full-time student to be a college athlete, right? You have to. So, tell you what. We'll pay you. We'll pay you minimum wage. Heck, we'll pay you double minimum wage. We'll pay you. You're a paid athlete now. Now you got to pay for your books. You got to pay for your food. You got to pay for your shelter. You got to pay for your classes. You got to pay for all that.
No, that's not what
and you tell me,
for.
I know that isn't what they're asking you, but
saying.
You are getting something. That's what they're leaving out of this equation. They're getting all of that, and they're not factoring that into, we're not getting paid. Well, you're not getting walking around money. You're not getting money to go to a movie. You're not. But when you graduate from college, you're going to do so debt-free.
But to be on the other side.
And you ought to graduate from college. That's your job. That's one of your functions.
To be on the other side of this, some of the NCAA rules do not allow scholarship athletes to have the same privileges that regular students have at a university.
True.
When it comes to taking jobs, when it comes to being able to make money, spend money, live as a normal non-student athlete, just a student, would do at a campus.
They would probably have to get a student loan to do that, to have that walking around money. They would have to get a student loan. But I guarantee you, their student loan will be smaller than the one I'm still paying for my college.
Exactly. I get it. Yeah, I understand. I agree. I don't like the way this is going, because I think eventually it would just tear it apart, tear it down.
Yeah, and it would undermine everything. And the thing is, it would hurt the majority of college athletes. If we start paying some, that means there isn't as much money that's going to allow for programs for other student athletes. Do you think there's going to be that many tennis teams and track teams will get cut and wrestling teams will get cut? I mean, the non-revenue sports will all suffer if you start paying the athletes at the revenue sports. And you're not going to pay somebody to come in and play tennis.
But you do understand the argument.
I understand.
You understand the argument that the football player doesn't care.
Well, I
doesn't care.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
It's all about
the money.
Me. It's all about me. I got that.
I'm the one making the money. I'm the one selling out Memorial Stadium. I'm the one selling out the Horseshoe. I'm the one selling out the Coliseum. The tennis team is not selling out anything. And although there's the pride of other sports, we're the one that's providing the money for that.
Now, here's what's different about this, though. In most places where you feel like I'm not paid well enough here at the factory, there's another factory you can go to. There's something else you can do. I'm just saying, whatever. If you feel you're underpaid, these guys feel they're underpaid, you can always take your thing. So go someplace else. Find something else to do. And we wish you well with that. You know, I don't know where you're going to go, because these are the rules, regulations that have been in place since time immemorial, and it's what's been working. It's what's been working. It's what's created basically a minor league for your football. If maybe there should be a minor league for football. You know, we have a minor league system for baseball. Maybe we have one for football, because right now that's what college football is. Maybe we move away from that, and now it's just the ones that want to get an education. You play for an NCAA title, and those of you who want to play semi-pro and not get paid, go play semi-pro. And you tell me which one is going to prepare you better for the job that you want.
The United States score. 2-1.
I had a nice rant there. Well, where was it? Because they scored like a minute into our show, too.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
We didn't care then.
We didn't care then? I think I cared.
If you want to watch some hockey, you want to watch the Olympics, you want to watch basketball, whatever it is you want to watch while enjoying live entertainment and enjoying great food and your favorite beverages, Cunningham's is the place to be with their delicious pub or gourmet burgers right off the grill, like the famous Juicy Lucy or Juicy Jack. They've also got the Old Blue, Buffalo Bill, barbecue, or you can create your own masterpiece and choose from over a dozen flavors of different wings as well. Pizza, whether it's for you or the whole crew, salads for the belly watchers, There's a great selection of appetizers. Some of those are good enough to be your meal as well. Ribs, sandwiches, it's all right there. And every Wednesday, like today, you get 8 delicious wings for only $5 at Cunningham's on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Thursday, it's beer and a pub burger for $6.49. And if you can't get out of there for lunch, remember the grill is open late into the evening. And happy hour, 3 to 6. Big ass beers, $3.50. Well drinks, only $1.50 for happy hour from 3 to 6. So when you are ready to escape ordinary, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney on 23rd Street.
You got to eat. Might as well go watch a little hockey while you're doing it.
We'll be back and talk to Robert Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, after this.
Golic, we have Protection One at our house.
And they protect our home, too.
Best feature for me, mobile control. I use my phone, see what the kids are doing, turn on or off the lights, or just arm and disarm the system anywhere I am.
Best feature for me, Protection One customer service. They have live operators, an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and offer same-day service.
Plus, with a national footprint, they protect nearly 2 million homes and businesses today.
Oh, no, we actually agree. Protection One is the best defensive player pick.
Get a Protection One home security system starting at just $99. Go to ProtectionOne.com/Mike.
Todd.
Ted.
Great news!
Ace is having a 20% off store-wide bag sale this Saturday.
I know, 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace bag.
20% off!
I'm gonna go fix things.
Yeah, me too.
The Ace 20% off store-wide bag sale, Saturday, February 22nd only.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer good at participating Ace stores only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Power tools and small appliances qualify for a 10% discount. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect late tonight through Thursday morning. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, a high of 57. Tonight, rain developing, changing over to snow 1 to 3 inches with a low of 29.
Right now, 45.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Husker Recruiting Tour with Sean Callahan is next week. Don't forget to mark a day on your calendar. I know he goes out to McCook on Monday, but for our purposes, he will be at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings Tuesday, 6 to 7:30. Free admission, order off the menu. On Thursday, February the 27th, he will be at Cunningham's Journal up in the loft. And oh my, Mike and the gang are preparing a prime rib and shrimp dinner with dessert. Dinner starts at 6 with the show beginning at 7 o'clock. You can reserve your seats by stopping by or contacting Cunningham's Journal. And seating is limited, so don't miss out. Sean's got the spring, got all the spring tour to talk about. He's got all the recruiting video. He'll go over all the kids, over all the walk-ons, answer your question. He's up in South Dakota this week looking at kids for next year. He'll be able to tell you what's on the docket there. It's just kind of an expanded Husker lunch. $20 per ticket at Cunningham's. Includes your meal. You can get the table of 6 for $100, table of 4 for $70. So contact Cunningham's today and make your reservations for Thursday, February 27th as Sean Callahan comes in for the Husker Recruiting Tour. Brought to you by by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Right now, you can find out more about the TLPPC3, allowing you to control your pivot from your home, from your phone, wherever you control GPS, your computer, whatever this case may be. Control the speed, direction, end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS right from your fingertips. The TLPPC3 at TNL Irrigation in Hastings is where their worldwide headquarters are. You can check out their local dealerships or go to TLIRR.com.
It is a Husker lunch on steroids, focused like a laser, because it really looks at what's coming up down the road in general, but has such great analysis of specific players that Nebraska is looking at and have signed.
Doug McDermott is the National Player of the Week again. Oscar Robertson.
How many is that? Is that five?
Four in his career, two this year.
Just two
seven
this year.
Player of the Week this year in the Big East.
Oh, okay. All right.
Seven. How is that possible? Also, Hastings College women are up to number four in the nation in this week's poll. The Hastings College men fall out of the top 25, and they will play Midland, who is ranked eighth in the country. And also, a local athlete in Bailey Morris is the national NAIA Women's Basketball Player of the Week. She broke the Concordia school record with 45 points this past weekend, and not against the Lollipop Kids, third-ranked Northwestern of Iowa.
That's getting it done.
And Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy
getting
Show on ESPN Radio. He's always getting it done. He's got the gear on. He's trying to figure out all the NSAA rules for this weekend. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Duda. From what I understand, no one will be allowed to cover the tournament. if I read the rules correctly, none of them apply to anybody I know, actually. So we'll see. I suspect they'll let us in one way or the other.
Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I hope they got enough vests for us all.
You know, I tell you what, that vest, that, you know, and I'm speaking for myself here. I'm not going to point a finger. When you point a finger, there are four pointing back. But there's some people I don't want to see in a lime green vest that work in our field, Duda, and I think you know what I mean by that.
One of my highlights is hopefully George is still running the service elevator for us. I don't know how many word crossword puzzles and word searches he does a day, but he's got to be close to a world record, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, there is one thing about it. You go to state, there is a it's a little club, actually, is what it is, and you do wind up seeing a lot of the same people all the time. So we'll see them all tomorrow, I guess.
And to be frank here, there's not a whole lot as far as wrestling coverage on the Huskerland prep like you do for basketball and for football. But from a paper standpoint and traveling, you see plenty of wrestling. What are you looking forward to? I mean, we've got five guys that can be four-time state champions. We've got a couple of dominant performances. I think Amherst got a chance to break more records again this weekend, especially for a Class D school. And maybe you're going to see some – there's always something exciting that happens down there that nobody expect.
I love the state wrestling tournament. You know, really, of all the state tournaments, and they're all great in their own way, you got everybody under one roof. You know, they're right on top of each other. You can see everything that's going on. We've got all these great athletes. And you ask what I'm looking forward to seeing, Duda. I want to see if Amherst can score 500 points at the state tournament. I think that should be their goal, given how they fell short, I felt, at the district level.
Did he say goal?
Yeah.
He said goal.
Yeah.
The United States scores with 2 seconds to go in the first period, and they are now up 3-1. Feel that. And I'm Paul Check. What are you going to do? I'm torn here.
I want to follow up what you were talking about with Amherst. Put into historical perspective what they are, what they could be.
Bush, I mean, 313 points. Did I mention South Loop got second? I realized they were 230 points behind, but really somebody had to get second. I don't know. I guess what I look at, there's four guys that didn't win district. What happened to them? Only 10 district champions. Only
with the Russian hockey
no
team.
To,
they've
I don't
been
know.
Banished.
There's any way to quantify those numbers, Bush. Those are just they're like make believe. When I saw that, and the first time I saw it was Sunday morning, and you know, I'm thinking what a tremendous error for someone to make typesetting that score. That couldn't possibly be correct. But then you go and read, and there you go. And you know, Amherst wrestling is in a well, I don't know. It's in a unique place. It's tough to put it into a frame of reference. We've had schools who have won more consecutive state championships to this point. Now, I don't know when somebody is going to beat Amherst at the state wrestling tournament. It's not going to be for the next couple of years, for certain. For fairly certain. But it's just the way they are going about it. They're just so good from top to bottom. I actually called Tyler Herman the other day just to put in my 2 cents worth and tell him congratulations. And, of course, Tyler's just terrified that his team is in great danger this coming weekend. I'm not sure of what. Exactly. I just told him, I said, it's just so much fun to watch him because every guy that comes out there has got a chance to win every time he's out there. It is a machine. And, yeah, as far as they're not to diminish this at all, but, I mean, the fact that we've got five potential four-time state champions, that's I don't want to say it takes any of the edge off because that's not fair to those five kids. But I do remember a time when we hadn't had one for like 35 years and we were going to have one. And, it was Jason Detlefs at Bennington. And he got beat in the semifinals his senior year, one of the great upsets in state tournament history. A kid from Sydney beat him. And so, anyway, like you said, anything can happen when you get down there.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday was, which team race will be the most exciting? 42% of the folks voted for Class A, where Grand Island is trying to make it six in a row, which is incredible. Let's talk a little basketball, though. Final week, basically, for the boys' teams across the state. You got any marquee matchups that we should be looking at?
You know, actually, we kind of don't necessarily. When I say that, there's some good ball games, but really, last week was a great week, and the week before was a great week. It's kind of like the boys are kind of taking their place a little bit and letting the girls take center stage, which will happen with the sub-district finals tomorrow night, and then we moved to the districts and A and B districts and all that. I don't know. Really, I went looking for a game Friday night. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to wind up watching. I do know that last Saturday was great fun with one game after another there at the Heartland Event Center. I'm like everybody else, though. I'm trying to decide exactly how soon I'm going to need to get to Kearney High tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You lead me into that. I think probably the game everybody's kind of thinking about right now is going to be Kearney Catholic men and the last two undefeated teams in girls basketball.
Oh, Bush. I mean, it's a girls basketball game, okay? Really, that's what it is. Only that's the trouble with high school sports. It's never just a game. And this game is so much more than that. Just starting with the fact, I did look this up just to be accurate. According to online sources, it's 21.97 miles from the campus of Kearney Catholic to the campus of Minden High School. Yet, they did not play each other this year. And I know that scheduling is a tricky deal. And it's like Coach Petrie said, they're in different conferences, so you got to wipe out two weeks right there that they couldn't get to each other. And, for months, that's been terrible. Well, tomorrow night, that's going to be awesome because they haven't played each other. It's the first look. You got 47 wins and no losses. The place is going to be filled to the rafters. Dude, if I understood you correctly, 5:30 is when they're going to throw the gates open. It's going to be a tremendous night. I just hope, like everybody else, that both those teams play play their best game of the year. Not for the whole season. Hopefully they'll play better, when they get down to state. But bring your best. Let's see what happens.
There's some other good matchups, too, that one shouldn't. I mean, it should overshadow because it is the big marquee matchup tomorrow. But I know Blue Hill St. Cecilia is a good one. There are some other really good matchups. The one thing that I talked with both coaches, by the way, last night, it would be back in the day, it'd be way different if the loser of that Minden-Kearney Catholic game had to stay home. Holy cow. So for all you wild carders that don't like it, there is the reason that you should like it. But there's some other good matchups tomorrow night, and we're not even talking district finals yet.
Oh, no, that's true. And to address that wild card deal, the wild card is not perfect. And you don't want to get into the conversation about regional basketball, but it's all out there. All you got to do is take a look. The point is, though, that it would be beyond heartbreaking if one of these teams was to lose tomorrow night and not play at State. I mean, it's entirely possible that they'll find a way to wind up in the state finals in another 2 weeks. I guess you know, I was getting the cart ahead of the horse just a little bit, but yeah, there's some other great games. You know, you talk about C1, and I know that there's, you know, these are the two headline schools and all that. A team that I am personally curious to find out more about is Platteview. I know that Jason Danley coaches them, and I know that they won 17 games in B last year, and I know they've pretty much had their way back around Omaha. But for a team that close to Omaha, it seems like you hardly hear anything about them. They've got three girls that score in double figures. They've got some size. It'll be interesting to introduce them into the equation. But they play another team that's really good that in that class that people haven't, you know, for one reason or another, they're not big news, and that's Louisville. I think Louisville's won 18 or 19 games. That's going to be a sub-district final. And then, you know, Shadron out west, again, we're talking about C1. Shadron out west is, you know, they haven't lost anybody in Nebraska. Their four losses are all to out-of-state schools. And, you know, last year, they were right on track, and then their star player, that Ashley Kerr, blew her knee out, and then she tried to play on at State, and there was that horrific moment that I wrote about in the paper when they hauled her off the floor. Still one of the toughest things to watch I've ever seen firsthand. But she's better, and so there's more than just two teams in that. And you talked about St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is a really good basketball team, and Blue Hill's really good. It's just that it feels like maybe they picked the wrong year to be really good. We'll see. Having said that, I'm certain that St. Cecilia is doomed.
And Bob, who is never wrong, I can tell he's a little. Well, when he goes to Omaha, as he said, Shadron hadn't lost to anybody in the state of Nebraska. I think you consider it doesn't matter where the river is. You just kind of consider it, you know, across the river. But they did lose to Scutt, so they'd have lost to Nebraska team. And how did Shadron play Scutt? Because Scutt, they manned up, and they went out for a first-of-the-season tournament out there and got three games in, which is really cool to see.
You almost never see that. What do you think of the Blue Hill St. Cecilia matchup? I mean, that one's going to be a Donnybrook too.
Well, first of all, based on everything I think I know and am told and I read and everything, St. Cecilia is better than Blue Hill. All right. Does that mean that Blue Hill will lose? Not necessarily. I think, wasn't it like 10 points, 11 points the first time they played? Well, that kind of margin can evaporate in three possessions. And so you got to look at it as fairly even. And the thing is about Blue Hill, I don't know. That's a pretty great place to be like 19-1 or whatever they are. And they can go in loose as a goose because nobody virtually outside of Blue Hill is expecting them to win the game. And there's no, there's no scarier team to play. St. Cecilia is in a great place as far as the wild card goes. That's a recipe for, some possible excitement, but I think that's probably St. Cecilia's game to win.
Yeah, Blue Hill has found a way to upset people in the past, so they've won 17 in a row since losing to St. Cecilia the second weekend of the year by a score of 45-32. Bob, we look forward to seeing you this weekend. Always appreciate chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully you're recovered from your President's Day parade.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I'm glad that you're better. You manned up there for district wrestling from everything that I've been told by my inside source, Jeff. So the thing is that tomorrow we'll be at the state wrestling tournament. That'll be great fun. So I look forward to seeing you gentlemen soon.
I was just glad that I was at a venue where people are used to seeing people throw up. So, there you go. Bobby, take care, buddy.
You know it, Douglas. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Bob Jansen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. I want to finish up that Midtown Mark Cooler question that we talked about. Which team race will be the most exciting at state wrestling? 42% said A, 21% said C and D. I think those Amherst people just wanting to see Amherst. There'll be nothing exciting about that team race. Jimmy Graham listed as a tight end, lined up as a wide receiver 67% of his snaps last year. So does he deserve top-end receiver money or tight end money? That is our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We will vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you vote?
He deserves Jimmy Graham money, which might be even better than your top end, because not only can he block like a tight end, he can catch the ball like a wide receiver. Yeah, he deserves as much money as he can possibly get his greedy little mitts on, because yeah. He is that good.
Yeah, that's kind of a stupid nationwide discussion that I heard them get on.
Yeah, I mean, who cares what position you are? What is the value to your team? Isn't yeah. that what it's kind of based on? And he is extremely valuable to any team that he would be on.
You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Friends don't let friends do things they'll regret.
I've always wanted a face tattoo.
Friends don't let friends make questionable choices.
I will be representing myself, Your Honor.
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke, especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing, the Enjoy King. So give a friend you care about the only e-cig worth switching to. Enjoy King. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her.
This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect late tonight through Thursday morning. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, a high of 57. Tonight, rain developing, changing over to snow 1 to 3 inches with a low of 29.
Right now, 45.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl?
Do you have anybody in your school named Jesse?
No, but I heard a rumor that Jesse's girl was actually Jenny, and now she's Stacy's mom, is what I had heard.
After she left the block?
Yeah, there you go.
They kept calling her, so they kept calling her at 867-5309, so she had to leave the block.
Had to change her number, yeah.
And then she's now in those TV commercials, Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
So...
We are having a lot of 80s references. We had Vision Quest. We had heavy metal.
The 80s, when was that? Wednesday's Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Every Wednesday night, you head to the Chicken Coop for Big Burger Night. Just $5 for any burger off the menu, like the 7-ounce ground chuck, bacon burger, mushroom burger, even their legendary Totally Jack burger. It's every Wednesday from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop for $5. It's the place to watch all of your favorite sporting activities, play some pool, darts. They've got foosball, arcade games, and a whole lot more. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on over to the Chicken Coop. And it is there in Kearney for Big Burger Night, coming off their wing basket night last night. So, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. You know what? The Olympic hockey is going to be awfully tough for anybody to beat Sweden. Anybody beat Sweden. Have we seen a score from Canada? How are the Canucks doing?
1-1.
Yeah.
1-1?
They're tied at 1 with Latvia.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Latvia, because beating Canada again can be tough.
Yeah. Let's play the
At least we'd have a North American final. Yeah, we'd have a North American in the final.
Let's avenge that Canadian loss.
Yeah.
Bring it, Canada.
Bring it.
Yutzes. For the third straight season, UNK senior post Mike Dentlinger has been selected to the Division II Academic All-American team. A 3.95 GPA in business and technology, repeating as a first-team All-American, made the second team as a sophomore. He is the only UNK student-athlete to ever be named a three-time Academic All-American. Nice job, Dentlinger.
We were kind of talking that part of the job of being a student athlete is be a student, graduate, get your degree. How's he doing? He seems to be doing pretty well.
Dentlinger, the sixth Lopers man to earn academic All-American honors. Tom Kropp, twice.
That's why he's a doctor now. That's why he's a doctor.
Do you think they got stricter? Is it stricter now to make this list, or what's going on? I mean, Dusty Jura made it, too. What's going on? Tom Ritzdorf, Nick Savela, Nick Branning, they were all academic All-Americans. Dentlinger is averaging 14.5 points, 5 boards a game as they get ready for Emporia State tonight, looking for their 8th consecutive victory.
Congratulations. That is a cool deal. And that's, you hope athletics prepares you for life. That's a pretty good list of folks that are prepared for life.
Again, tomorrow we will be at the State High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll be talking with the head baseball coach at Utah tomorrow. That is one of the Nebraska opponents this weekend as they head back down to Arizona. They play Utah, Washington, Oregon State. Steve Anderson, the voice of Fauner Park Racing, will join us on Friday's show as Fauner Park opens on Friday, which would be the reason why there is a forecast of up to 3 inches of snow tonight. Right, Steve? Right? You know it. But Fauner Park, love it.
But you just want to bet on the mudders then, or the snowmobilers, or whatever it would be in a snowstorm.
I'm looking forward to state wrestling. I'm looking forward to the great basketball over the next couple of nights. Again, remember, A and B districts begin next week. Kearney High and Grand Island, actually, of all this serpentine, they're going to face each other in the first round. They have to go to Bellevue East. And why do they got to go to Bellevue East? Well, in this circumstance, if Kearney and Grand Island were the final, they'd probably work it out to play here.
Yes.
But since Bellevue East would like to scout those teams, and they earned the honor of being the number one seed, then Kearney and Grand Island will travel down there next Tuesday night.
And, again, the school names are going to change, but a very similar situation to North Platte a few years ago when North Platte and Kearney played each other. And then after that was Benson and Slovakia. I don't even know. But some other Omaha kind of school out in that area. And it was exactly the same kind of thing. Yeah. And Kearney got awfully close. They needed to get a couple of breaks. They needed some of those other teams on the bubble to lose. That didn't happen. But Kearney got awfully close to being able to host the 7th district.
Or they needed to win another game or two?
Well, sure. But, I mean, on that last weekend, they still had a shot at the last weekend is what I'm trying to say. But, sure, if they had been a game in there that maybe they felt got away from them, and maybe if they hadn't had their point guard have a concussion, late in the season and pick up another win, that would have been very helpful, too.
Wednesday's really the only quiet night on the calendar, again, for the next 3 weeks, including last week. Because tomorrow, you've got a little bit of boys high school basketball. You'll have the sub-district finals. Friday, then you got state wrestling Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday, a ton of boys basketball action. The state semifinals. Saturday, the state finals. You roll around next Monday. Boys sub-district action will begin. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. You got A and B girls district starting on the 25th. You'll have the girls district finals on the 28th. You'll have the state wrestling duels on March the 1st. And then we get into the 3rd and the 4th are the district finals for boys basketball. Then it's off to state for girls, the 6th through the 8th, and the boys, the 13th through the 15th. And again, every state championship game in the state basketball tournament is right here on ESPN Radio.
What is it, 3 weeks and we're all wrapped up? I mean, 3-4 weeks? I mean,
yeah, that's all, yeah.
Well,
that's
enjoy it.
Continue!
Enjoy it while you can, though, everybody but Doug. He's kind of grumpy today.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not.
All right. Hell month. That was a positive comment. Hell month.
Well, it's just busy.
All right, there you go. Busy month. Busy. That's way different, isn't it?
No, it's Hellman. But you get to see so much great athleticism out there, so it's a fun time. The United States still leading 3-1 over Czechoslovakia, 4 minutes into the second period in Olympic hockey. And then the women, that's like overnight.
Tomorrow.
Right?
Well, yeah. Early tomorrow morning will be the semis.
Against Canada.
Yep.
So, bang.
Let's get them. Get us Canucks.
The finals. The finals is tomorrow for the women.
That's right. Yeah, they're both in the finals.
Hey, we want to thank Dalton Jensen, UNK wrestling team, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report for joining us today. Randy, we'll see you when I get back.
All right. Yeah, best of luck to you during your hell month.
Wow, you're taking that and running with it, aren't you?
I am. Beating you over the head with it.
Yeah, it is, and we can't wait to continue it tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.